Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. God is good. Not just some of the time, but God is good all of the time. And all of the time, God is good. I feel good this morning. How about you? I'm thankful to God that he woke me up again. I'm here. It wasn't promised, but we're here today. And we ought to say thank the Lord for that. Don't you think so? I think we should. There's somebody who laid down last night, didn't wake up this morning. But God allowed us the grace and period of time that we have. And let's give him the focus and worship this morning. Been good. Song's been good. I think we're getting better and better at all these new technologies. Singing has been good this morning. And to those who are with us in this place here that are visiting with us, not members of the Church of Christ, you are very honored and distinguished guests. And those who are listening via Facebook, YouTube, or conference call. You too, if you're visiting, not a member of the Church of Christ, you are the VIP. In the Churches of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right. If you ever heard Brother Brooks preach, then you know I believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross, not because I saw it with my eyes, but because it's in this book called the Bible. And that he gave the command after he suffered on that cross that for men and women to be saved, they would have to hear this good news called the gospel, that death, burial, and resurrection story of love, and that individual understanding that he suffered on that cross a long time for them. They would understand to be, they must believe it and be baptized. And then the Lord would add them to his church, which he purchased with his blood, which is the Church of Christ. The only one you ever read about in the Bible. And that's where we stand with the truth according to the Bible. Now, this morning, I've been studying a lot of Old Testament stories, and the Bible teaches us that the Old Testament is for our learning. Of course, we don't worship like David or Daniel and them guys, but there are a lot of learning, faith-building lessons back there in the Old Testament. I've been really enjoying these studies. And I think we all need some reminders this morning. I want to go to Daniel chapter 4. Next week, we'll still be in Daniel chapter 5. If you want to read that, we'll go to a party next week. If the Lord say the same, we'll go to a party. Now, some of y'all went to a party last night, but I'm talking about a different kind of party. So you'll be there. Yeah, go ahead and read that. If I read it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, some of y'all party last night. Yeah, you did. Come on, you want to hear next week, then you'll go to a good party in the Bible. How about that? Now, God can humble us. That's what you need to leave with this morning. Every one of us in here need to look in the mirror so we don't lose sight that God can bring us down to a stump. No matter how what our status of life is, no matter how big we think we get, or no matter how good we're doing successfully, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, you may be okay today. But there are some things you need to keep in mind, because God can bring a big man down. Now, in this application, this is about a man named Nebuchadnezzar, who was a king of a kingdom. But the application I'll be making this morning is that are we all kings of the kingdom of our own life? And that's the application that you have to make, that this is you. And your life is your kingdom. But God can bring you down in your life, but he can also leave you in a position where you can grow and be stronger than you've ever been if you will follow his will. Go with me now to Daniel chapter 4. As we'll read the story, and I'll bring it live and bring some application to it. How about that? Right. And if you do that during Daniel chapter 4, that's in your Old Testament, I entitled this sermon, "It Is Thou, O King." So for each of you, and me myself, it is you that he's talking about. It is you. It's your life, and you are the king of your own life. And God will tell you, when as king, you too lifted up on your own life, you leave him out. And Nebuchadnezzar had to know it was him. So Daniel chapter 4, verse 1, he recaps a dream. And let's go there for a few minutes, and we'll learn something from this text, I'm sure.
Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. Mm-hmm. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation.
And he's writing this after the fact. So he's writing about what happened in this situation with him when he had this kingdom. Now when he had this dream. Now, he's not a believer in God. Now, we seen last week, you know, we looked at that last week with Nebuchadnezzar with the fiery furnace. You know. But before, and he believed in Daniel had a God, or one of many gods. So he's not a complete believer in the God of the Most High God before he wrote this. And then he says, now, I'm gonna share with y'all what happened in this dream.
Nebuchadnezzar.
He said he was at rest.
In mine house, yeah. And flourishing in my palace.
You may be listening today and at rest in your life. You think you're doing good. You're in your own palace, your own life, your own situation. And you're at rest at it. And then he says,
I saw a dream which made me afraid.
But something happened. God can come into the life of a man and make you start thinking differently. He said, I had some things came to my mind. I'm just going to make applications to all of us. Like, you can be going through stuff, and then stuff start coming to your mind. And kind of get you, like, man, you know, am I going to be okay in this situation? Made him afraid. Y'all with me, aren't you? Then he said,
and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions upon my head troubled me.
Visions started troubling my mind. You know, we start thinking about stuff you're doing and what could be the outcome of it. You ever thought about that? Go through your mind, start thinking about it, but I got to make some changes. You got to start thinking. Things got to go through your mind before you're going to get to where you need to be. And then the book says,
Therefore, made out a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me.
Yeah.
That they might take known unto me the interpretation of the dream.
I've had some dreams before, haven't you? Yeah. And I often wonder, I mean, what did that really mean? But, you know, the dream is a dream. And they ain't going to have nobody like Daniel to come tell you what the interpretation of the dream is. But there's some things on your mind, that's for sure, when you have a dream. Have you ever had a dream where it was something that was going on in your life, seeing it was just a repeated dream about it? That means it's heavy on your mind. It has to be something going on in the conscience of the man. And God has given us dreams for a purpose, I'm sure. But he said, God is just saying, don't go tell everybody this dream as if you know what you're talking about. You just say, I had a dream. That's the best way to do it. And in this case, he says, now, here's what happened in the dream.
Then came in the magicians,
I call some folk in, I thought could interpret this dream.
The Chaldeans.
Astrologers, Chaldeans.
The soothsayers. And I told the dream before them. But they did not make the known unto me the interpretation thereof.
A magician can't do what God's man can. And then he says,
but at the last, Daniel came in before me.
I call a man that I know that done it before. See, he had already had a dream in chapter 2 that he had done this before. I didn't go to that one about the kingdoms. But in this case, it's about him. And he says, Daniel came.
Whose name was Belshazzar.
Now, he gave Daniel a name, Belshazzar. And then he says,
according to the name.
Now, notice who he named him after. See, I told you before this dream, he wasn't a believer in the Most High God. He believed in a God. See, many people today believe in a God of some kind. Even though who don't believe in God, believe in a God. But the Bible said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost and whom the God, little g, of this world have blinded the minds. That's the devil there. You got a God. You know, I don't believe in God. You got a God. Just like the judge said, when a man came in there, atheist, talking about he didn't have God, he said, we atheists need a holiday. He said, you got one. It's called April's Fool. It's a fool that said there's no God. You got your holiday, and you got your God. Now, I want to say something else right about here. I often hear, and I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, we was talking about how people, all of a sudden, you've been in the Church of Christ all your life, and now I just don't believe in the one church. Well, no, it ain't always that you lost belief in the one.
You know everything else you could argue about, such as marriage, such as the way you living. If you bring that point of view up, there's no debate. Well, I don't think marriage is honorable anymore. I think it's okay to party. Now, that's not what you mean. It ain't that you forgot you don't believe in the one church. You know the book don't line up with the way you're living. So you try to find a discussion that kind of takes you out of the scene. Well, I don't believe in the one church no more. Well, it's not that you don't believe in the one church. You don't want to do what God say, period. You shacking, you ain't living right, you partying, you doing everything. So what difference does it make whether you believe in one church or not? You're going to die in your sin. Not all of them don't believe. They don't want to live right. A lot of folk in the denomination, not that you don't believe that what we're teaching, you just don't want to abide by it. You want a soft doctrine. You want a once saved, always saved. Get baptized and live like I want to live. Then when we do your funeral, you want us to do a home-going celebration. Then don't call Brooks. I'm not celebrating with you. Ain't no home-going celebration. We die in their sin. Person died in their sin. Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come. I think we need to stop that. And it doesn't matter how holy the member of the church looked when they were living. That don't mean they're saved. Only God knows the heart of a man. Don't you know that? You can fake on the outside. Yeah, but God looks on the heart, man. You and I may see an angel, God see a devil. Ask Paul. There were some made themselves known as apostles and ministers of the truth. Jesus said they were inwardly. They were that raving wolf. Sheep, a wolf in sheep clothing. Man, you can get faked out in this life. But anyway, I thought I'd drop that on some of them. Maybe them unbelievers, you know, some of them, well, you know, nobody's coming to the building. Them same people that are on conference calls and YouTubes and all that wasn't coming to the building before pandemic. That's the same people. I'm not talking about the faithful members who was coming out. The people who were not coming to Sunday morning, Sunday evening, at least they getting something. That's my viewpoint. Like, I'm not going to kill them for not coming to the building because they getting something they wasn't getting when they wasn't coming to the building. I think a little God is better than no God. And if they keep listening to me, they're going to get out that bed one morning. They're going to put their clothes on, and they're going to say, Brother Brooks is right, because God's going to bring them from a tree to a stump. And I'm going to show you what I mean. And they're going to show up right at the building, just like you, and they'll be faithful to the rest of them. Yeah, just because you come to the building doesn't mean you're faithful to the Lord. Right. Being faithful to the Lord like being faithful in a marriage. It's a relationship. Amen. This is encouragement. I'm encouraging the people who are on the calls and listening at home in your comfort of your home. I don't stop listening. That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to encourage you to stay on the call. Stay listening. Because you need it. And, you know, that's one of the great things I think about the pandemic. Many people heard the word that wasn't even listening to the word before. But because we made it convenient. See, the word of God, it's going to do its job, right? It's not going to come back what? It's not going to come back forward. It's going to do its job. So stay on the call. Whatever you do, don't stop listening. Well, God got some things he can do. Listen to this now. Here's what I'm saying. You have a God, and your God may be your job, may be your home, may be your fiance, may be the person you're shacking with. It could be somebody in your family. Your God could be your job, your car that you're going to wash today and you could have came to worship. Your God could be your money, your bank account, could be Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, Capital Bank might be your God. Friday, payday may be your day. Not the first day of the week for you, see. That's not the most important. First day of the week for the Christian is the most important day of the week. But maybe Friday is your most important day, see. Because when it comes, you giving to the Lord, you're not going to give back right. Because that money is more important than your salvation. Why? Because you got a little G God in your life. All right, I'm gonna come on, because they looking at me funny. See, they got quiet on me all of a sudden. Yeah. Come on, let's get some more out of this.
According to the name of my God, And whom is the spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, he said David got something going on. He got the spirit of the Holy God.
And before him I told the dream.
So I'm
going to
tell him the dream. Read on. Come on, let's get it.
O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the Holy God is in thee.
See how he got plurality on his gods? Read.
And no secret troubled thee. Tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen.
Tell me the vision I've seen. I interpreted what it means. Read.
Thus,
here were the visions.
Were the visions of mine hid in my
now,
bed.
Now, y'all watch what this man was dreaming about.
I saw, and
now,
behold, a tree.
Pay attention. He said, first thing I saw in the dream was a tree growing up.
In the midst of the earth.
It's coming from the earth. Y'all see the tree? All right, read.
And the height thereof was great.
It was a tall tree. Read.
The tree grew and was strong.
Yeah, it was strong.
And the height thereof reached unto the heavens.
Yeah.
And the sight thereof to the end of all the earth.
Well, he's doing good. This tree is doing good. Leaves thereof
were fair.
The fruit
and
was
the
on
fruit
it was
thereof much.
The meat.
And in it meat was meat of all.
Well, it took care of the beast of the field.
Had shadow under it. And the fowls
birds,
of the heaven dwelt in the bright spots of
the cows ate what fell off the tree.
And the flesh was fed
and,
of
and
it.
And the birds hung on the tree. And the Bible says, and what?
I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher of the holy one came down from heaven.
Yeah, now something started happening in the dream coming from top down.
And he cried aloud.
The information coming from heaven to him. Read, he cried aloud.
And said this, come down the tree.
I mean, cut down that tree.
And cut off his branches.
Take the branch off of it.
Shake off his leaves.
Leaves.
And scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from his branches.
The sheep to get out of from under this tree. Something getting ready to happen.
Nevertheless, leave the stump.
Now, there it is. And he said, now, with the tree in the dream, he said, now, we're going to get it down, but there's going to be a stump left. That's going to be important for my application here in a few minutes. And he says what?
Of his roots in the earth.
Okay, read
even
on.
With the band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven.
Yeah, that's good.
And
reading.
His portion be with the beast in the grass of
the
earth.
Right. Verse 16.
Let the heart be changed from the man's, and let the beast's heart be given unto him.
And you're going to take the human heart out of him and put him a heart of an animal in him.
And let seven times pass
seven
over
time
him.
Seven times means 7 years. Read.
This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the damned by the word of the holy ones to the intent.
Now, the purpose of this, here's the intent of it. Of this,
that the living
that
may
the
know,
living may know. That's us.
That the most
never,
high
never needed to know this. That the most high God
ruleth over
most high ruler in
men.
The kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever
he will and setteth up
so
him.
So this is God's will in his
men.
Life. This is what I was saying last with you. Don't worry, you talking. Well, what about Putin? Well, God give the power to whoever he wanted power to. Here's an example of what he's talking about. I'm in the control of the affairs of me. God is in control of everything. I mean, man don't just get in the office of President of the United States unless God allowed it. He couldn't have got there. So don't put too much power on your vote. Because he can't get in unless God say so. It's clear here. And living though, there's a high God who ruling in the kingdom of men. He sees things going on down here that he need to get our attention according to his will. Some of the stuff we're going through today is because of the way the world is. And God is moving in this world. This pandemic was no accident. The inflation is no accident. Some of us are going to be brought down from trees to roots to stumps. Because God is saying, you ain't got it figured out yet. That I'm ruling things in this world. It doesn't matter what Ocasio-Cortez, somebody, everyone's going to end in 12 years. She is not God. Ain't no man can predict the end of the world successfully. Or state it. Or a woman, for that matter. Yeah. The only sign of the end of the time will be when Jesus show up in the sky. That's it. Not a war, not rumors of war, all that you've heard before. That's not the sign. The sign of the second coming is when you see him in the sky, and it's too late then. The trumpet's going to sound. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Am I right about it?
Amen.
That's what he's going to do. He's coming back one day. You might as well get ready for that. But ain't a man, woman, boy, or girl living can predict that day. Not even the angels in heaven. Not even Jesus can tell you when it is. I don't know why anybody would listen to somebody foolish made from dirt. That's what mankind, just a big lump of dirt when you die. That's all, just a big lump of dirt with a necktie on. Nothing but dirt. That's what we were made from. Going back to the dust once life leaves the body. That's right, Church of Christ. Let's don't get too high-minded. Listen to the book now. God is in control of what's happening in this world. We just need to be Christians. He said, now, the dream I've seen, now,
Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, Spirit of the holy gods is in thee.
He don't even recognize the holy God right now. Read on.
Then Daniel, name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him.
Now, he knew what the interpretation, but it bothered him that it was this trip down that didn't come to him, but what this really means, he's bothered. Notice what he says to him.
The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee.
About the dream.
Belshazzar answered and said, my lord, the dream.
So Daniel said, now, king, lord, my lord, they called the king, but then lord, little L.
The dream to be them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies.
I'd rather be talking about these are the people. See, Daniel had found favor with him. He had elevated Daniel. But Daniel said, man, I sure hate to tell you about what's getting ready to happen, because this ain't about everybody else. It's about you. Daniel said, man, he was troubled. He said, well, I wish he was kind of saying, man, I'd rather be telling you this is about your angel. He said, well, here's what the deal is. Verse 20. He said, the tree
that thou sawest, which was great, was strong, whose height reached into the heavens, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves was fair, and the fruit thereof much.
He's recapping everything he saw.
And in it was the meat of all, which upon the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven
now,
had their habitation.
He's getting ready to interpret it right here, Q. He said, it is you.
That are
now,
grown.
Now think about Nebuchadnezzar about right now. What did he just say? He said, man, that tree is you. Let me do it to this brother Bob Musser. He didn't think I was pointing, but I'm gonna do it to all of y'all. The tree is you. Man, do this. The tree is you. You. How that feel? God is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. He said, man, the tree is you, king. You grown, become strong, for that greatness is grown, reached unto heaven,
thy dominion to the end of the earth.
And whereas the king saw a watcher,
and the holy one coming down from heaven,
this is what you saw coming down.
Hew
the tree
down and destroy it.
Now,
leave the stump.
Mark that piece right there. But leave the stump. See that? Y'all know how a tree grew up and he cut it down and stump, right? Ain't nothing left but what's in the roots in the ground. Notice what he says. And he says, read on.
Yet leave the stump for the roots there in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass,
and
the tender grass
in
the field, and let it be wet with the dew of
heaven,
and let his portion be with the beast of the field to seven times pass over him.
Now this is interpretation.
And this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord and the king, that they shall drive thee from men.
This is a message coming from the Most High God about you. They shall drive thee from men.
And they and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field.
We're going to be eating out there.
And they shall make thee eat to the grass of the oxen, and they shall be wet.
You're going
to
be wet.
With the dew of the heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee.
Seven years you're going to be like this?
Till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men.
God's going to leave you in that stump position until you figure out
who's
in control of your
kingdom. He will.
Now, he's going to leave you in your situation until you figure out who's the king of your tree. Who growed it up, and who can cut it down. Who brought you out of your mama's womb and who will send you back to the graveyard. He can grow you up or he can cut you down. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Watch this now, the good news of it.
And whereas they commanded,
verse 26, everybody,
to leave the stump of the tree roots,
now,
the kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after thou shalt have known that the heavens do
rule. You got to come to some knowledge before it's going to help you. He said, wherefore, O king?
Let my counsel be acceptable unto thee.
Now, Daniel said, now, you want to avoid all this chopping down? Here's what you need to do right now. Let my counsel be acceptable unto thee.
And break off thy sins by righteousness and thine iniquities.
Thy iniquities by showing the mercy to the poor.
If it may be the lengthening of thy tranquility.
Take away some of these problems you're getting ready to have. And it came upon King Nebuchadnezzar, and at the end of 12 months, he walked into the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. Now, after Daniel got through telling him, here's what you need to do to stop this tree from being cut down. He said, number one thing, 12 months later, Daniel interpreted that dream, and this man still have not abided by God's will yet. Number one, he said, you got to be willing to hear the man of God tell you what to do. That's number one. Faith comes by hearing. Number two, you want to hide your situation? You got to start dealing with those sins that are in your life. Number three, he told him you better start living as if you care about the poor people as well. And then you will acknowledge when you understand who's in control of your life, who God is. Now, he could have avoided all this 12 months ago. Daniel told him what to do. Look at what happened when he didn't listen. The king spake and said, come to yourself, excuse me, verse 30.
It is
12 months later, he's still in his own life. He's still in his own kingdom, his own life. And for you, you're still right where you are this year. 12 months from last year, or even 12 months down, you're in the same situation or worse. So think back on your life just for a few minutes here. I'm getting ready to close this lesson. And I'm going to make these applications. But where were you at 12 months ago? Why wasn't you listening then? What's going on in your life now that if you'd have made a change 12 months ago, you wouldn't be where you are now? If you'd have just listened to your mother, if you had just listened to your daddy, you wouldn't be incarcerated. You wouldn't be where you are right now. You wouldn't be pregnant. You wouldn't have got raped. You wouldn't be in jail because you were hanging with the wrong people. If you had just listened to God, you wouldn't be shot by a police officer. If you would just listen, you would pull your pants up. And don't look like a thug, then they don't treat you like a thug. I ain't taking none of this back. Everybody want to blame everybody else. If you look like a thug, let me do it better than this. If you quack like a duck, look like a duck, walk like a duck, it's a... Won't know why some... And there are some guys, I don't want to be around them. I don't care if they black, white, blue, or green. If they pants down on it, but I can see all their box and everything else, and they walking crazy and looking crazy and talking crazy, I don't want to stay off around them. I don't care. Right. Oh, good man. I'll be around people who kind of clean cut and take care of themselves a little better. You say, well, brother, what are you saying? I'm saying there are some situation we're in that 12 months ago you wouldn't be in. I'm talking to everybody in this room. It ain't just about you, it's about me too. Did I take notice? Did you take notice? Yeah, I know you want me to finish because you just want one of them quick, watered down, feel good, Joel Osteen style. Don't get that, brother. Bro, I'm going to give you some good information, but you got to come down to where you need to understand it. That right, brethren? Say amen, Church of Christ. If you believe what I'm preaching, say amen. If you don't say nothing. But if it's right, it's right. Listen to the book. Now look at this outcome.
It's not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom.
Talking about I have built. Watch how he talks.
By the might of my power.
No God involved at all.
And for the honor of my majesty.
My majesty.
While the word was in the king's
mouth. But God said,
you
know what, 12 months later, why are you still thinking like that? Why it was coming out your mouth on top of your palace? God said, I'm going to move now in your life. Or you done got too high-minded.
There fell a voice from heaven.
God said, I'm going to start dealing with you now. O King Nebuchadnezzar, thee it is spoken.
The kingdom is departed from thee.
Let's see the outcome. And they shall drive thee from men. That dweller shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee eat grass of the ox seven times. Shall pass over until thou what?
Until the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men.
Until you know the Most High rule in the kingdom of men, why dwell whoever it will. Daniel verse 43, the same hour.
The same hour when God says so, things gonna change. It can happen in the moment of the twinkling of the eye, brother and sister. Let me say, tell us all something. That you might be good today, but this afternoon you might not be no good. Yeah, you might be healthy now, and I see you after a while. See, it's when God said, okay, I've had enough. How many of you know God and already said, I had enough with you? You look at your situation. Look at it. But be honest now, because this is about you. It ain't about the person next to you. It ain't about your wife. It ain't about your husband. It's about you. The same hour when God finally said, okay. And that's why I'm thankful for the grace and mercy of God. Because I know there have been times in my life when God could have said, okay, that's it. Don't you know that too? Am I the only one can look back at my life and say, man, a lot of times God could have said, that's it, I'm through with you. I'm tired of this. You done did it over and over and over. And look what would have happened.
And he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen.
Yeah.
And his body was wet with the dew of heavens till his hairs was grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird claws.
That dude looked like an animal now, don't he? God done cut this king down to a stump, but he still had roots in the ground. What does it mean for us? I'll make an application for all of us. Verse 44, at the end of the days, I'm closing. 34, he said, and at the end of the days, I never can lift up my eyes unto heaven.
And my understanding returned to me.
Now, he had to get down to a stump before he could start looking up. See, you can get too high when you don't ever look up. See, that's how some folk is. See, that's why I'm very careful about how I just jump on somebody because they made a mistake. See what I'm saying? See, God cut you down there with him. Be careful how you step on folk. Be careful how you just criticize what somebody else's failures are. So you so high, you got to look down on them. He can't look down on nobody. All he can do is look up now. God took all his height away. Amen, somebody. Then he said, I'm starting to understand. And I bless the Most High. Now he's starting to recognize God. Y'all see that?
And I praise and honor him.
Oh, that's what God wanted all along, Nebuchadnezzar.
That lives forever. Whose dominion is
ever.
An everlasting
dominion.
Now you're
starting to talk like you got some sense.
And his kingdom is from generation to generation.
And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he starts saying, God, you're going to do whatever you want to do according to your will. You tell the army of the heaven, that's the stars. You're going to deal with the people on the earth like ants. That's us. And none can stay in his hand. Nobody can stop God. When he want to send a pandemic, God going to send it. When he want to send you to depression, he going to send it. When he want you to go to some poverty, he going to let you go. Yeah. You can't stop God's hand. We can't stop the hand of God. When God say, I'm going to move in this world, he's going to move. Amen. Well, and then he said, notice this. He getting it down. I can't stop God from doing what he's going to do. Nobody can.
At the same time, my reason returned unto me.
He started thinking reasonable for the glory of my kingdom, my honor, my brightness returned unto me, my counsel, my lord thing came back to me like I had before because my mind got right. Establishing my kingdom. Excellent majesty was added unto me. He done grown back up. You know, the tree was a stump, don't you? Now that I understand, he had to bring me down to get to me where I needed to be. And now I'm going to give him some, I'm going to extol, I'm going to exalt God. See, some folk don't say nothing good about God. Not when things are good, you know, my God is good, you know, I'm too blessed. All that talk. He's still good when you're sick. He's still good when you're at your Lord pointing like, I'm all right, Kirby, baby. Say amen, you can preach. Like that, you look at me, you don't like good preaching. I like good preaching. Now God's still good, isn't he? Yes, he is. Notice he said, I praise you, Lord, honor you, King of Kingdom, heaven, whose works are truth, his ways are judgment. He talking so good, and that those that walk in pride, here it is, he's able to what?
Abase.
God cut his tree down to a stump, but he gave him roots to grow it again if he would repent and acknowledge the Most High God. Where did he go wrong? Number one, he didn't listen to the Bible. He didn't listen to counsel. All scripture given by the inspiration of God and profitable doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. That's counsel. And the problem you are in right now because you ain't listening to counsel. Number two, he didn't repent. He kept living in the sins he was living in. Number three, he didn't start to know that other people needed him because he had all these riches. He didn't care about the poor people. Number four, he never wanted to acknowledge God as the Most High God. and give him credit. He could have avoided much of his suffering, and so can you. Perhaps someone listens today because you have not or will not heed to the counsel of the Most High. Your life's kingdom have departed from you. What do you mean, Brother Brooks? You had rule of your own life as king of your life. Here's the application. But now it has departed you. Hear me give you some example. Now you see God had to bring you down to a stump before you're going to get right. But now you're in a stump position. You're in a position of depression, possibly sadness, sorrow. You may have hit rock bottom. Your relationship issues are up all over the place. Your marriage is torn apart. You done been to divorce court. You're being threatened. Your family is dysfunctional. Your children are not obeying you no more. They're in them streets. Your children on drugs. Your finances. I'm not just talking about money. Some may have lost all your finances. See, God done brought this thing. Interest rates going up. Your house notes going up. Your gas bill going up. You better watch your bank account, because all that go up, your bank account go down. But God letting this happen. Forget Biden. Biden ain't no God. This is your life. This is the money you make that you don't get God no credit for. You don't even give right back a church building when you come here. You're wondering why your money going. It's like a hole in your pocket. God can put a hole in your pocket. Everything you make don't do nothing for you. So here you are financially struggling and finding yourself going into bankruptcy. Them filed bankruptcy. You've been to bankruptcy court. Now they're controlling what you're going to pay for. God done brought you to a stump. Don't you know bankruptcy is your stump? You say, why? Well, bankrupt means you had something in the bank. Now you ain't got it. Why? Maybe you didn't listen to counsel. Maybe you haven't changed things you know you should have changed 12 months ago. And now it's an inflation issue. No, it's a God issue. You at a stump. And not only you, and some of you are not bankrupt. Finance ain't your issue. You got money. You bankrupt mentally. You're not at peace. You think you can have all the money. You ask men like Prince, Michael Jackson, Neverland, but couldn't live in this land forever. He's in Neverland. It wasn't a money issue. He was mentally bankrupt. Some of you are mentally bankrupt, emotionally bankrupt, spiritually bankrupt, physically bankrupt. Some of you are homeless. You have no church home. You have no church family. You have no relationship with God. You are homeless and all alone. What's going on, Brother Bruce? You're a stump. God done brought you down. He done brought you down right where he needs you. But now you're at the church building. Now you're on the conference call. Now you're in the bed. You don't put your robe on because I said you was at home. Now you listen to the word of God. You almost want to turn it off, but you know he done brought you to a stump. You don't want to turn off right now because God working on your mind through me. He turned you up. He got you down. You mentally bankrupt. People are homeless, no family support. Children done their mamas and daddies so wrong. They don't answer their phone. You been blocked by somebody who left you? Do they not answer you? No, you are homeless. You because of that crack or because of the drugs or because you kept begging and stealing from mama, taking money, taking stuff. Now you have nothing. You have a mama to call or daddy to call because you're a stump. No belief system. Stumps in your spiritual life. You ain't got nothing. No God to call on. If you get on your sick bed and they give you stage 4 cancer with 3 months to live, you got nothing. But God got you on that bed with chemotherapy. You're in a stump position. It ain't too late. The good news is it's not too late. People at home doing good, walking upright, living right, and then you get a stroke. Then you have a heart attack. The same day, the same situation, your circumstances, all kind of things departing from your kingdom, taking your joy in life, all because you did like this man, is that you left God out of your plan. But what God is doing, well, our good news of this message is the roots in the ground is a second chance. He said, cut him down, but leave the roots. In other words, I can put some water around that root. I can put some water around it, some fertilizer around it, and that tree will start growing up again. See, what I'm trying to get us to see is our clothes. The king's primary problem was he had too much pride. But Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, he said, be clothed with humility. God resisted the proud and gave a grace to the humble. Am I right about it? Well, the good news today is that, yeah, you might have been cut down. Yes, you might be a stump, but you still got some roots. Am I right about it? You got some roots down there somewhere. God ain't left you all alone. He give you a chance to come back. Take this counsel this morning. Repent of your sins this morning. Believe in God this morning. Say, God, I'm ready to grow back up. I'm ready to grow up to be somebody in life. To be a better mama to my children. To be a better daddy to my children. To be a husband to a wife. Better wife to my children. A better servant of the Lord's church. I'm ready now. Ready now. Ready now. I'm ready. You got me down to my stump position. I want to come up again. How many of y'all want to come up again? Amen. Somebody say, he ain't coming all the way down, brother, but I'm halfway there. Yeah, but you better fix that other part. You go all the way down to the stump. Yeah, how you do that, Brother Brooks? What do we all got to do? Every one of us needs to understand. The last thing we want to do is ever leave God. Never leave God out of your life. Call him on and call on him in the nighttime, in the morning time. Amen. You're going to need God. How do you get God? You got to believe in him. You got to believe in his counsel, first of all. I'm talking about the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing son of the soul and spirit, discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God has penetrated your mind this morning. Through the Brother Brooks, God speaks to me, and we call it living epistles. Yeah, but did you get the message? Because the message came from counsel that you better make some changes in your life before God bring you down to a stump. But if you're at the stump, you ain't got to give up. You can get back up and be a better man you ever been. You can come out of prison, be a better man you ever been. You can come through a divorce and be a better wife you ever been. You can go through a divorce and be a better husband you ever been. Y'all can get back together. Y'all can work it out because God gave you both roots. He gave you some. He gave you a stump. He cut you both down, but he gave you some roots. Somebody need to put some water on it. Paul's water. Somebody else gonna. God, only God gonna give the increase. But I'm putting some water on your roots this morning, saying you need to come to the Lord if you're not a Christian. You need to come believing that Jesus hung, bled, and died on that Calvary. I'm putting water on your roots. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. That God sent your son. His son died on that cross and he shed his blood that washed your sins away. His son died. They buried him in a borrowed tomb because he suffered for us. He was giving us an opportunity. He gave us water for the roots. He gave us blood for the roots. He hung on that cross. They pierced him in the side. Out came blood and water. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. He resurrected with all power in this earth. He said, go teach all of them. Teach all nationality. He that believe in is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, 15, Matthew 28, 18, I mixed them up right there. Teach all nations. Preach the gospel to them. If they believe it, baptize. We got water here this morning. What I'm trying to do is there a stump in the audience. I just posed, it's a water and blood to get that thing up. You come up a new creature, born again and regenerate, heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus Christ. That's a good sermon. If I was a stump this morning, I was at one time. God cut me down, my little brother. I was sitting there listening. The worst tragic in my life as a 25, 24-year-old. Those who know me know the story. Severe depression after my brother got killed. Came to a church building like that. I wasn't nothing but a stump. 25 years, I thought I had everything going on. God brought me right down to the side. I walked down the aisle. I walked down the aisle right over there at Field Ward Church of Christ. And I gave the preacher my hand, Brother Tillman. He said, another precious soul come put Christ on the baptism. He talking about me. Brother John Tillman, I'm talking about his daddy. He was an elder there that day. I was a stump now. I know what I was. God broke me down. said, you know who I am? I said, yes, sir, I do. I gave my life to him 37 years ago, and I've been on the battlefield ever since. I ain't going nowhere. And if he had to take me down to a stump again, he'll do it. That's according to his will. Whatever he said he want to do, I accept it. But I ain't leaving him. I ain't leaving him. I ain't leaving him. And I'm not backing up from nothing I preach, and I'm not going left or right of the truth. I'm going to stay right here with it. Amen. How many of y'all want to grow to be stronger and stronger than you ever been? Repent of your sin. If you're a member of the Church of Christ and you left the Lord, you're a stump. You're here today, and it might be your last chance before you stroke. Last chance before I see you to say, God, I'm sorry. If you're listening out there, this might be your last chance. God said, I'm going to send you one more chance through Brooks. You need to repent and come home if you lost or left the Church of Christ. You know you lost. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you got to believe and be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Then the Lord adds you to the Church of Christ. And that's the only one in the book to save them in the Church of Christ. Like it or not, take it up with God, because that's what he said. Praising God and having faith with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily, so you should be saved. Which church it is? Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Talking about the church. Paul told him very clearly, Romans 16:16. He said, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. That's my sermon this morning. How many of you root situation? I mean, of a stump situation. I want you to come. Somebody said, Brother Brooks, I'm going through a whole lot of stuff. God, you can go through a whole lot of stuff with your health, with your everything. I just listen. That don't mean you've done something wrong. Just God saying that you need to do better. That's all. He just said, I want to let you know I'm still in control of everything. How many of y'all need prayer this morning? I want y'all to pray for me. I'm going to be the first one. We're getting ready to sing some encouragement. You can come on up. We're going to sing them. I want to ask prayer for me and for my children. My children. Yeah, I want to pray for my children. Pray for them. Pray for them. How many of y'all need prayer for your children? I want to be the first. I ain't afraid to ask for prayer. Brother Brooks need prayer. Oh, I've been to some hard situations. I've been in a stump situation. God know what he's doing. He know what he's doing, y'all. So y'all can pray for Brother Brooks? Can I be? If I'm the only one to ask, whoever did do an invitation prayer, don't you forget to call me and say something about me. Amen. No. I asked first, because the rest of people could have stood up and jumped ahead of them, and they didn't. So what I want you to do, if you want to be baptized, what I want you to do, if you're stumped, just come walk to the front. Say, God, I'm ready to grow up and come to the Lord. We're going to baptize you this morning. We're going to do it right here. If you're on the call listening, you hit 5-star, tell Brother Tim you want to get baptized, we'll get you to this building, or we'll get you to a building where they'll do it. If you listen to us on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, you go to our website, you email us, we'll make all these things happen for you. If you're listening, you're one of our members, and you're out there, you stay on them calls until you get stronger. When you get strong enough, you come on back to the building. Amen. Well, don't you stop listening out there. Don't you take nothing I said and try to turn it on me. You know I'm talking the truth. You getting more than you ever got. But it's time to step it up, don't you think? You might ought to think about it, because God gonna cut you down. Put you on a stump. Somebody need to come this morning to be baptized. Somebody need to come for prayer. Someone need to come to restore. If you want to come, you want to be a member of this congregation, you let the brethren know you want to be a member here, you want to serve here. Get your life right today. For God resisted the proud and give grace to the humble. Come as together we stand and sing for some encouragement.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
What are your problems this morning? Come to the Lord. Come to him. Let him in your life. Let him in. Let him in.
The blood.
Let God in your life. Let him in your life.
The soul. Cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow?
Take count of this morning. Come to him. Let him in your life. Let him in. Let him in. Let him in.
Are you walking daily for the Savior's side?
Let him in. Let him in.
Are you washed in the blood?
Let him in your life. Come to the Lord. One somebody, one precious soul. Wouldn't you come to God this morning?
Are you washed in the blood
of the Lamb? God is working. God is working. One more verse.
Are you
church.
In the blood.
Sing with him. Sing with him.
In the soul. Crimson blood of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white?